The Unlucky Mother of Aquiles Maldonado. When they took Aquiles Maldonado's mother, on a morning so hot it all but seared the hide off the 120,000 stray dogs in Caracas, give or take a few, no one would have guessed they would keep her as long as they did. Her husband was dead, murdered in a robbery attempt 6 years earlier, and he would remain unconcerned and uncommunicative. But there were the household servants and the employees of the machine shop ready to run through the compound, beating their breasts. And while her own mother was as feeble as a dandelion gone to seed, she was supremely capable of worry. As were Marita's 4 grown sons and Aquiles' 6 children by 5 different aficionadas, whom she looked after, fed, scolded, and sent off to school each morning. There was concern, plenty of concern, and it rose up and raced through the community the minute the news hit the streets. "They took Marita Villalba," people shouted from window to window, while others shouted back, "Who? Who?" voices cried out in outrage and astonishment. "Who? Aquiles Maldonado's mother, that's who!" At the time, Aquiles was playing for Baltimore in the American League, away from home from the start of spring training in late February to the conclusion of the regular season in the first week of October. He was 30 years old and had worked his way through 4 teams with a fierce determination to reach the zenith of his profession. He was now the Birds' closer, pitching with grit and fluidity at the end of the first year of his 2-year, $11.5 million contract. Despite the sharp burn he felt up under the rotator cuff of his pitching arm every time he changed his release point, about which he had told no one. There were 3 weeks left in the season, and the team, which had already been eliminated from playoff contention by the aggressive play of the Red Sox and Yankees, was just going through the motions. But not Aquiles. Every time he was handed the ball with a lead to protect, however infrequently, he bore down with a fury so uncompromising you would have thought that...